Barry, you're originally a Central West man. You've come out into the Western Plains. What's been your first impressions?
The support from the community has been just absolutely fantastic, from individuals to businesses. It's just been a real eye-opener to see how the town has supported this event.
You've been involved in a lot of organisation of various events. Have you ever seen a whole community come together like this?
No, not like this. This, you know, I've been involved with country rugby for 11 years and I've been to about 13 or 14 country weeks. I've never seen one like this. I've never seen they have had too many volunteers in some instances. I know there was a call for to chop veggies for the meals. 50 ladies came in to chop veggies for the meal. It was just absolutely outstanding. And everyone's having a great time and the footy's good, so it's great.
Yeah. I was talking to Ferg a little while ago and we were talking about the laundry, the fact that people around town, various organisations and individuals putting up their hands to do that for the team.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the really good thing for Western Plains is that all the clubs have come together as well. So, as you know, you can get a bit parochial sometimes in zones and clubs and some, but they're all here supporting this event.
From a rugby point of view and a country rugby point of view, it's not just been the rugby community, it's been, and not just the local community, but it's been councils involved as well.
Oh yeah, this council has done some amazing things to get this facility prepared. The number two field needed a bit of work to make it the right size, and they just rolled up their sleeves and just did that without any dramas whatsoever. So now the council's right behind us. Well, Milton Quigley, obviously the deputy mayor, he's doing the grand announcing. So yeah, just fantastic. One of the things that I'm really proud of is that we provide an opportunity for everyone involved in rugby to go to whatever level they want. Now that's whether you're a referee or a coach or a player or a manager or a strapper or whatever. So we provide games. So the Cockatoos will be playing games against a Brumbies provincial team, and what I've done last year and this year is we've put the Colts and the Cockatoos together. So the Colts don't have a separate, they have a separate program, but they play at the same dame, same venues. So they'll have games, the Cockatoos will have games, and then we've got our traditional foe, Queensland Country, and we're playing them up in Queensland. It's their turn to host, so we'll be taking the two sides up there to play them on the 30th of June, I think it is. Yeah.
Orange Emus and CSU, traditionally strong in women's, are probably the pioneers into that competition.
Yeah, you're right about the pioneers, and you know, Amanda Ferguson, it's fantastic that she's got that competition named after her because she's done so much work for the women's game, and they just bring a fantastic element to the football, and they're good footballers.
Ferg's the first woman on the board.
Absolutely. You know, we do try to mix it up with zones and different people and different skills. So, you know, from my day job, it's about making sure you've got the right skills on the board and making sure that you're making the right decisions, and therefore you have to have the right people. So that's a really important thing for us. And she's absolutely holds her own. Our board, you know, we're quite robust at times in our discussions and those sort of things, but, you know, everything we do is for the betterment of the game and the communities that we come from. Marty Roback was here yesterday, Paddy Ryan's coming today, and they go back and they go, wow, I just can't believe what you guys do out there. I mean, New South Wales Country Rugby Union is the largest rugby franchise in the world. We have nearly 18,000 registered participants, juniors and seniors. No one comes close to that. All done on volunteers. You get 500 or 600 people here. There's not a problem anywhere at all. I mean, it's outstanding, and they see that, and we say, bring your teams out here because they'll have a good time. They'll see a lot of things that are good about footy, and quite often they discover a player or two as well.
Well, I think something that was unique about Warren is your tent city, the fact that all the clubs, all the teams, all the zones bar one were all together, and that must build on the grassroots.
Absolutely. One of the important things that we tried to do is have a dinner or something all together. When you've got 600, finding somewhere that can host that volume is difficult. This facility behind us here in Warren is outstanding. They've had 500 people there. We had 450 in there, all sitting down, all having dinner, all talking footy, being involved. And that was just, that camaraderie is just, you can't buy that.
Paddy Ryan from Tamworth, of course Tommy Robertson from Dubbo, and Ned Hennigan from Canamble, all current Wallabies.
Yeah, it's strong. I mean, I've done some facts and figures, and Andrew talks about, I think, 32% of the current Waratah squad coming from the bush. I think it's more like 48 when I've done my numbers. Mm. You know, we say if you've got seeds in your socks, then you're from the bush. You know, we're providing about half of the Waratahs, and that's an amazing compliment from us to do that. So.